This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on the deceased named Charles Marr, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Marr, M-A-R-R. On May 22, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the widow named Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Sherry Marr, M-A-R-R, who is the widow of the deceased, period. She was also involved in the automobile accident, period. History, a doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The history is that patient, Charles Marr, no, the client, let's say the, not the patient, the client, Charles Marr, was involved in an automobile accident on or about May of 2022, period. Charles was the driver, period. He was rear-ended. By another distracted driver who was on the telephone, period. Charles' vehicle was pushed into the intersection, period. The patient was driving a Ford SUV and he was hit by a Jeep, period. There was moderate damage to the vehicle, period. The patient hit his head on the vehicle. But there was no sustained loss of consciousness, period. That night he had pain in his head and neck, period. A few months later, he developed atrial fibrillation from the medication that he was put on for the concussion and visual problems, period. This atrial fibrillation resulted in pulmonary embolus and cardiac arrest, and as a result, the patient died April 7th, 2022, period. Therefore, it is apparent that Charles died as a result of the side effects of the medicine that he was placed on for the atrial fibrillation He died as a result of the side effects caused by the medication used to treat injuries from this accident, which resulted in atrial fibrillation and ultimately pulmonary embolus and cardiac arrest, period. The ultimate fatal symptoms that resulted in his death were the headaches from the concussion syndrome, as well as the visual abnormalities with problems with vision, as well as floaters, period. Charles was seeing black streaks in his vision, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient's wife and verified in the records was that Charles was seen in the emergency room at IU Martinsville. X-rays were obtained. He was informed that he had a concussion-type syndrome, period. He was referred to a concussion specialist in Bloomington, Indiana. He had various tests. And he was placed on medications that caused atrial fibrillation, period. He also saw an eye specialist in Bloomington, period. He was placed on medication. As well, period. He ultimately developed atrial fibrillation and was seen by a cardiologist, period. He had two ablations that failed. In the course of his treatment, he was placed on two medications that are known to cause atrial fibrillation. And those medicines are Topamax and nortriptyline, period. Ultimately, the use of these medicines, which were critical to treat his headaches and visual problems, resulted in atrial fibrillation, period. As a result of this atrial fibrillation, he developed a pulmonary embolus and ultimately cardiac arrest that caused his immediate demise, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that Charles never had a heart condition or atrial fibrillation until being treated for this automobile accident, period. Charles never had a major or minor vision or eye condition other than a minor cataract, period. Charles never had a concussion or head trauma in the past, period. Charles was never involved in any serious automobile accidents in the past, period. Approximately 20 years ago, he had a work injury where he was exposed to a chemical that broke down his immune system, particularly affecting his skin, period. He was put on disability for the skin rashes and lesions, period. 45 years ago, approximately, he was mugged and sustained a fracture to his arm with a plate inserted in his arm, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, acid reflux, comma, and multiple myeloma, period. New paragraph, under medications that include blood thinner, medications by the cardiologist, as well as he was on Topamax and nortriptyline, both of which can cause and did cause the atrial fibrillation that resulted in his death, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a plate inserted in his wrist for a fracture, as well as laparoscopic surgery for reflux disease or GERD, G-E-R-D, period. New paragraph. His occupation was that as a GM assembler until he was placed on disability, period. New paragraph. Charles' symptoms after the automobile accident were severe headache as well as visual issues and problems with the visual field, period. He also had neck pain that improved somewhat, period. His headache and visual issues never did resolve, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Cardiology note, January 20th, 2022. States he had recently presented to the emergency department found to be a narrow complex tachycardia determined as atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, period. Patient was advised an outpatient cardiology follow-up, period. Their assessment was atrial fibrillation and they ordered a cardioversion, period. CT of the head done June 24th, 2020. Impression, no acute intracranial abnormality, period. Primary care notes, June 16th, 2020. Patient was in MVA and had images done, period. States right eye is giving him issues, comma, crossing, comma, visual issues, and headache, period. He states he is having foggy vision in the right eye and his eyes will cross, period. Office visit notes from Community Physician Health Network and Internal Medicine Care, June 2nd, 2022, states 3 days ago was rear-ended in a motor vehicle accident, pain in neck and pressure in head, dull feeling, period. He was rear-ended, period. On objective, there was tenderness present. He was exhibiting tenderness and pain and spasm in the cervical area. Assessment is motor vehicle accident, initial counter. Number two, neck pain. X-rays of the cervical spine were ordered. Community imaging in Speedway, June 2nd, 2022. X-rays of the cervical spine, essentially normal cervical spine series, period. The indications was motor vehicle accident, initial counter, and number two, neck pain, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all the treatment is outlined above and that he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May of 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. I do feel the treatment with the Topamax and nortriptyline was appropriate for the severe symptoms that were caused by this automobile accident, period. Had it not been for this automobile accident, he obviously would not have had the visual symptoms and persistent cephalgia that required treatment with these medications, period. Had it not been for this automobile accident, he ultimately would not have had this untimely death, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, head trauma, comma, cephalgia, comma, concussion syndrome, comma, and visual problems, period. Number two, cervical trauma, strain, and pain, period. Number three, atrial fibrillation caused by the medications that were used to treat diagnosis number one above that resulted in his untimely death, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May of 2020, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care, any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's extensive medical records as well as taken the history directly from the widow who was involved in the automobile accident, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient's widow gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.